SM Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to show seriousness on load shedding. 26% of candidates passed 2025 GCE examinations. And the World Health Organization begins Ebola vaccinations in DRC as outbreak spreads. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Former Minister of Energy Yamfwa Mukanga has accused government of lacking seriousness in addressing the persistent load shedding affecting the country. Mr. Mukanga said government should prioritize providing sufficient energy for Zambians before considering electricity exports. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, the former minister questioned why citizens continue to face erratic power supply despite what he described as massive investments in the energy sector. He charged that this reflects a lack of commitment by the UPND administration and a disregard for the needs of the Zambian people. Everything the president said on electricity in his address to parliament must not be taken seriously, because this is not the first time such promises have been made without any improvement, said Mr. Mukanga. He urged ZESCO Limited, through the president, to urgently address the power crisis by reducing electricity exports, warning that continued outages undermine both investment in the sector and public confidence in government. Mr. Mukanga further reminded President Hakainde Hichilema that ZESCO's failure to supply adequate energy to citizens risk decampaigning the UPND ahead of future elections.
The government is not serious in trying to address this load shedding, because if it were serious, they would have looked at who is supposed to benefit this energy. God doesn't make mistakes. For the Lord to have given us an opportunity to be Zambians and to have all the energy sources that we have, we're supposed to get the first benefit. But I think right now, what has been happening is that in terms of the energy that is available, I think Zambians would have lived better than we're actually living. So I don't think whatever the president said, it should be taken seriously.
Meanwhile, Kamvinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has cautioned against the country's growing dependence on solar energy, arguing that it cannot provide consistent and reliable power for Zambia's energy needs. Mr. Kangombe noted that while solar is important, it remains intermittent and dependent on weather and time, making it unsuitable as a stable source of electricity for long-term growth. He made the remarks when he featured on Christian Voices' Chanpak program, where he gave his reaction to President Hakainde Hichilema's address to Parliament during the official opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly last week. As a country, there is need to focus investments on baseload energy sources such as hydropower, which provide a constant supply regardless of conditions, said Mr. Kangombe. The lawmaker further stated that he had expected the president to provide an update on feasibility studies for the construction of a hydropower station on the Luapula River, which he emphasized never runs dry. Mr. Kangombe urged the government to prioritize the expansion of hydropower generation capacity, stressing that a stable and reliable energy supply is critical for industrialization, economic development, and improved livelihoods.
I was expecting the president to also talk about the Luapula River. There are five sites on the Luapula River. Three are on the Zambian side, two are on the Congolese side. Okay? The feasibility studies have been done. I was expecting the president to tell us money has been secured to develop those five sites. We have agreed with Congo that this is how we are going to develop these sites. Luapula Taikama. Luapula River Taikama. There's enough water to set up power plants on the five sites. They will give us 1,000 megawatts. That is baseload power. It's 1,000 megawatts. That will stabilize our grid.
The Ministry of Education has announced that only 26.03% of candidates who sat for five or more subjects in the 2025 General Certificate of Education GCE examinations have obtained certificates equivalent to a school certificate. Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima revealed that out of the 15,331 candidates who sat for five or more subjects, 3,990 managed to secure the full GCE certificate. The 15,331 candidates a part of the total 136,455 candidates that sat for the 2025 GCE examinations, where 117,301 representing 85.96% passed at least one subject, while 19,154% failed the examination after not passing all the subjects they sat. Mr. Siakalima said that a further 10,431 candidates obtained statements of results after passing fewer than the required subjects, while 910 candidates failed. Speaking during the official release of the 2025 Junior Secondary External and GCE examination results in Lusaka today, Mr. Siakalima said the overall performance highlights the continued challenges faced by candidates sitting for GCE. The minister also disclosed that the absenteeism rate increased compared to last year, with 12,785 candidates representing 8% failing to sit the examinations despite registering.
And smuggling of unauthorized materials into the examination room were reported. Specifically, a total of 17 cases of suspected examination malpractice were reported during the 2025 Junior Secondary External Examination, while a total of 479 cases were reported during the 2025 General Certificate of Education Examination. The results of all the affected candidates have been withheld pending determination by appropriate committees.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has successfully conducted an operation in Kasempa District targeting four mining companies suspected of tax evasion and non-compliance with tax regulations. The operation conducted by ZRA's Investigations Department focused at Katenge Resources Limited, Ken Reliable, Sanyon Investment, and Sino Oxtasen. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said authorities seized over 3.7 million kwacha and $3,091 in suspected undeclared income and unpaid taxes during the operation. Further, one of the directors of Sino Oxtasen was arrested on site after attempting to bribe a ZRA officer with 10,000 kwacha by stashing the same into the officer's pocket in an effort to obstruct the officer from carrying out his duties, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said the suspect was handed over to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, for further investigation and possible prosecution. Mr. Nzala has reiterated ZRA's zero-tolerance stance towards corruption and that it remains steadfast in enforcing tax compliance across all sectors of the economy, including the mining industry. The further said the authority will continue to conduct enforcement activities in order to protect national resources from illicit mining activities.
In Kasempa, of course, we did raid four companies. These were Katenge Resources Limited, Ken Reliable, Sunion Investment, and Sino Oxtasen. And however, what we did discover is that during our operation, cash amounting to over 3.7 million kwacha and about $3,091 was seized as suspected undeclared income and taxes.
We now join Chela Sulamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the number one radio station. Updating on the business side on a Monday, straight into commodity side 425. That is the corn maize 7582, cocoa international market 521, wheat and wheat being harvested in Zambia for early planters 1041. That is beans and gold lovers. I saw them certificates being given to the miners. forgot the name. 3644 an ounce. That is good news. And for those looking at copper sages above $10,000 a ton, $1072 a ton, 15470. That is nickel for you. Like you're driving at 67.17 a barrel. That is a Brent crude 62.91. Those that are flying, that is jet fuel. And the currency side 135 is a pound 1.17. That is a